Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Sadeches, and we continue on this last daf in Perek Damchatas, in the 11th Perek of Maseches Zvachim. As we continue, we are on Sadek Zayin Amabez, third to last skinny line. We're up to the word Ashkechan. Up to the word Ashkechan. So the Gemara here has been talking about the halacha of if one has a pasul karbon, and that pasul karbon touches another karbon, so then that new karbon, that second karbon, becomes pasul as well, or not only if it's pasul, if it's one is kachi kachim and one is kachi kalim, and the kachi kachim gives taste into the kachi kalim, so then the kachi kalim achieves the status of the kachi kachim. That's the halacha of the Mishnah that we had, if you cook things together, if you touch things together, whatever the case may be. So the last point the Gemara said is, why don't we say though, asi dechalosa say, the assay of, why do you have to say that the carbon, let's say, if you have a pasul and a non-pasul carbon, that touch each other, why do you have to say that it's all pasul and therefore you have to burn it? Why don't you say the assay of eating carbonus is doche the losa say of carbon psulim? So the Gemara gave two answers. Rava said either you don't see that principle on the base of Mikdash, as we explained yesterday, based on the Ramban in Parshas Yisro and the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Zos HaBracha, and we brought the Raya from Etzem Losish Bruvo. And secondly, Ravashi said because the treating of carbon as pasul is an asay and a los asay, and an asay of kach of achilas kachim cannot be docha both of those. Just one point related to the, we could have a separate share on it, but not for now. The mitzvah of achilas kachim. We know there's a separate mitzvah asay daraisa for eating karbanos. The Rambam, when he counts this both in Mishnah Torah and in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he seems to have two levels to the mitzvah. Two levels to the mitzvah of eating karbanos. The first level being kachay kachim, and the second level being kachay kalim. You might have said it's the same mitzvah. It's all counted as the same mitzvah, but it's clear in the Rambam that there are different levels. Says the Rambam in the 10th parak of Maisa Karbanos, achilas hachatas veha'asham mitzvah saseh. Shenemar v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem. Pasuk in last week's parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh. Eating chatas and asham are an asay. Hakohanim ochlu mabaylam is kaprim. The kohanim eat it and the baylam get kapara. V'hu hadin l'shar hakodshim she'ochlin hakohanim she'achilasan mitzvah. And also other karbanis, their eating is a mitzvah. He doesn't say mitzvah's asay. He says mitzvah. There might be a difference between those two. But either way, it's definitely a separate level. And then he says in halacha beis, v'chein achilas shiyari ha-menachas mitzvah's asay. Also eating the leftover mincha that I say, shenemar v'anoseres v'menu yochlu aron v'adav. So a mincha, he also uses the lashon of asay, and that's a separate mitzvah. That's a pasuk, separate pasuk that he quotes. And then he quotes ve'in chadas, and he quotes who it's eaten by, and all the halachas. But noteworthy is, number one, that he has two levels of kachi kachav and kachav kahalim. Number two, he only says that the kohanim's eating it as a mitzvah. What about the bialim eating shlamim? Doesn't quote that as a mitzvah. He says it, he has a quote in the next following halacha that it's mutter, but doesn't call that a mitzvah. So that relates to the issue of Bialim versus Kohanim. And third is the Mishnah Melech right here in Yud Aleph, where the Mishnah Melech suggests, he doesn't know it clearly, but he says, Nira, the Milsa de Pshitahi, Shahakoin Mevarech, Asher Kedeshad, Bikthushaso Shalaron, Vitzivanu, Lech Olchadaso Asham. He suggests that when a Kohen eats a carbon, they use the same type of Nusach HaBracha that they do by Berachas Kohanim, but they eat. Right? But that's what gives them the allowance and the mitzvah to eat these carbonas, because they are Banav Shel Aaron HaKohen. And that is the just general points. One other Ha'ara, and that is the Achronim discuss, thank you, the Achronim discuss the this mitzvah of eating karbanos, and the Chassam Sofer, thank you, the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, not in the Chiddushim, in a tshuva, it's in Memtes, proves from our Gemara that it must be that the mitzvah is only if you eat a kezias. That's the Chassam Sofer. Or else you wouldn't apply the principle of asi docha los asay. The asay has to be docha los asay of eating a carbon pasul. So you eating a carbon pasul, that's an isra achila. So the only it would apply to a kezias. If the mitzvah of eating kachim is even less than a kezias, so how would you be able to apply the principle of asi docha los asay? So that is why he says it must be that, says, mimela muchach, shegam mitzvah asay shal achilas kachim, Ksherim hu kizayis kidemuchak besugya de yikdash zvachin daf sadak zayin amid base. V'chein pashalani is daiti, v'chein bevor l'inachilas pesach, and he goes through a whole gemara that proves the whole tshuva that in which he proves that it's a mitzvah to eat a kizayis of the karbanis. The achronim discusses, and they say maybe it's not so clear. Maybe that's not so clear because there's a Gemara in Maseches Yuma on Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara there talks about the Lechem HaPanim, and it says at one time in history the Lechem HaPanim had magical powers where a little bit of the Lechem HaPanim would satiate the Kohanim, but after that time, after the time of Shimon HaTzadik, the Gemara says that the Tznuin would be Moshchin Es Yedehen. It didn't have that special brach anymore, so the Tznuin of the Kohanim would not grab the Lechem HaPanim anymore. And the Tosafos Yeshanim there says, Yuma Lamates Aman Aleph, that they did it because they couldn't get a Kezias anymore. They couldn't get a Kezias. So what that they couldn't get a Kezias? So the Tosafos Yeshanim on the surface, so that seems like the Chasam Sofer, beautiful. Right, the Lechem HaPanim. You couldn't get a Kezias, there was no more mitzvah, they didn't want to do it. You have to have a Kezias. If you look at the Maariz Chai is there, quotes the Chasam Sofer also. Interestingly, the same person, he says a different shot. Quotes the Chasam Sofer, and the Beis HaLevi says this beforeish, that in general, the mitzvah of, the reason that they were Moshech Yideim wasn't because, specifically that they couldn't fulfill the mitzvah, but by all karbanos, the mitzvah is not Achilas Gabra for each Kohen to eat a Kezias, the mitzvah is for the Kohenim to be eaten. It's a mitzvah on the chefsa shel karban for the karban to be eaten. This is what the Beis HaLevi says clearly in the first simon in the Beis HaLevi, second simon, simon beis, I'm getting to choose Beis HaLevi, that the mitzvah of karbanis is for it to be eaten. And that's why they were Moshech Yideim, because they didn't want to be involved in this, there was no more bracha, and memeo, the mitzvah was going to be fulfilled anyway even without them. They weren't losing the mitzvah by letting other people do it. Because the mitzvah was just to make sure that it was eaten and not for them to eat it. And then the Beis HaLevi continues and says the only time that there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis, achilas gavra, is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is the only one that there's a mitzvah to eat. The achilik sheyesh bein mitzvah achilas kashin, the mitzvah achilas pesach, the boy dafka kezayis near a pashut. Says the Beis HaLevi. The bepesach hu matzah, havi achiva kol adam, dehu mechuyav lachol pesach. If I give it to someone else, I am a kain the mitzvah. V'yimkein harigam ba'achal kol echad pachas b'kizayis. Imkein kol hakashim b'sachlu. And that's why, if you look in the Rambam by Karban Pesach counts shechting and eating it as two mitzvos. Unlike all other karbanos, it only counts one mitzvah. That's the Beis HaLevi's hint in the Rambam that eating the Pesach is different than eating all the other karbanos. Okay, then he goes into that Gemara of Yuma Lamates, etc. Okay, now let us continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Ashkechan, three lines from the third to last skinny line. Ashkechan chatas demiskadish bebaluas. So we just quoted the concept that a carbon chatas, if it touches another carbon, so it's mekadish that, let's say, kachin kalim. So now the whole other carbon has the status of chatas. Or if a chatas touches any, a chatas psula touches a carbon kashas, then the whole carbon is possible. So you find by chatas that it's mekadish bibalua, that it sanctifies with absorption. Shar kachabidalan, how do you know? That's Amar Shmuel Mishabar Lazar from the following pasuk at the end of the parsha of karbanos. Zo satora la ola ula mincha ula chatas ula ashavalamiluim ula zevach ashlamim. Right, the pasuk is the basis for kakeli. So this pasuk of Zo satora, so we learn out something from every word in the pasuk. Every word of the pasuk teaches me, just like a certain halacha applies to that karban, so too it applies to all karbanis. That's the lima. So let's go through each one. One of them is going to be our halacha of chatas and bliya. La'ola. So first is la'ola. Ma'ola. Ma'ola tu'una kli. I've called tu'una kli. Just like ola requires a kli to be used, so do all karbanos require a kli to be used. So my kli, what type of kli? Where's the kli shares? Ilema mizrak. If you're telling me it's the mizrak, it's the cup or the bowl that you have to catch the blood in. That's what every karba needs. Kabbalah Sadama, the Klisharez, Bishalmi Tzibur, Namik Sibahu. But that it says by other karbanas as well. By Shalmi Tzibur, which is also Kachi Kachim. Right? Shalmi Tzibur. Nowadays, we only have Shalmi Tzibur by Shvuas, the Kivsi Atzeres are the only Shalmi Tzibur, the sheep brought along with the Shtei HaLechem. So the Shalmi Tzibur also, it says, you have to use a Mizrach anyway, so you don't need Ola to teach me that. Where does it say that? The end of Parshas Mishpatim. Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam Vayatzen Ba'Aganos. Moshe takes the half of the blood and puts it into Aganos. Aganos are cups, and he sprinkles half of it on the Yam and half of it on the Mizbeach, if you remember the story of Matan Torah. So, What do you need? You don't need Ola to teach me that. So Ella Disakin. It must be that's teaching me with a knife. That the source of Ola is teaching me that you need, just like Ola has a kli, meaning a knife that's a kli sharis to shechli carbon, so too all carbonos needed. If you remember the shiur that we had a couple of weeks ago on Tuesday night, we discussed the mitzvah of Shechita, not the mitzvah of Shechita, avodah of Shechita, and the second half of the, we had two shiurim on Shechita, and the second one we discussed, the five Shechitas in the Rishonim, exactly what is needed by Shechita. Do you need a kli sharis even b'dieved? That's what Tosfos said earlier at the beginning of Hazeil Makoman. The first, that's why it doesn't say Shechitasan, right? It's the Tosfos there. It says kibul daman b'kli sharis b'safon, but it doesn't say Shechita. Tosfos explains why, but Tosfos says that Shechita is ma'akev. The Rabbeinu Ephraim that Tosfos quoted was the opposite Shechita, that you don't need a kli at all. You don't even need a kli sharis. Not even a kli law. How does he learn this Gemara? See, maybe he says it means kli. It doesn't say the words kli sharis here. It only says the word kli. And there are other Gemaras. The Gemara in Chulin, Gav Chulin, says afilu bikrom shalkana. Even if you sharpen a reed, you can use it for shchita. Does that only mean by shchita Chulin? Pashas that Gemara is even by shchita Kachim. So there are different shchitas in the Rishonim. The Rambam says lachanchili need a kli sharis, but the Eved don't need a kli sharis. So he has a split on the two tracks we discussed in shchita according to the Rambam. And the Ritva, finally, the last shchita, if you remember, was Chulin in Daf Gimel in Maseches Chulin, where the Ritva has the wants to have his cake and eat it too. He says, you need a kli sharis b'miksas. You don't need a full kli sharis, but you need a semi-sanctified kli sharis. He comes up with his own category. That's what Ritva says. Why? Because shchita semi-sanctifies the karban. It's not fully sanctified until the later avodas take place, but he says it's semi-sanctified, and that's why you need a semi-kadosh kli sharis. That was the Ritva in Chulin on Daf Gimel. So that's why it all depends how you read this Gemara as well. This is one of the Gemaras that have to be dealt with. This Gemara on Daf Sadek Zayin, the Gemara we had earlier, the Mishnah at the beginning of Hazeil Makoman on Daf Mem Zayin, and the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Gimel. Those are the three of the Gemaras that I wanted to deal with to figure out the requirements for Shechita. Okay. So the Gemara says, so Ola teaches me that you need a knife. But Ola gufa minalan. How do you exactly know Ola itself, that Ola needs a knife? Because the Pasuk says, by the Akedah, Tichsiv, Vayishlach Avram es yado, Avram said this hand, Vayikach es ha-ma'acheles, and he takes the knife, and he's about to shecht the Yitzchak Avinu. Why is it called ma'acheles there? So Rashi, if you remember, quotes two pshatim on Vayera. Either ma'acheles, because Shechita is what allows you to then eat. We're not going to eat Yitzchak Avinu, though. So why did it say ma'achelas here? So the other pshat Rashi says that we eat the schar of the act forever and ever. Vayikach is a ma'achelas. That's why it's called ma'achelas there. So v'hasam olu, and there's a carbon ola. Dichsiv v'ya'alehu la'ola tachas v'no. As it says, he brought Yitzchak the ram as an ola instead of his son. I saw an interesting ha'ara from one of the achronim. Why is it? The Brisker Rav points out, why don't you quote the pasuk earlier in the parsha? Va'he'aleu sham la'ola, when Hashem commands Avraham, bring him up, va'he'aleu sham la'ola. Why, Dafka, do you have to use the pasuk at the end of the parsha, or the end of the section, va'ya'aleu lola tachas b'no? Well, because there it was just the tzivui of Hashem, va'aleu, and it was just haleu, and then bring it down, and here it's mamash, he's bringing it as a karban? So the Brisker Rav says, no, maybe the pshat is, because here it's talking about the animal. So maybe you might have said that a Yitzchak Avinu has different requirements. So therefore, you can't any raya. Oh no! So the raya is from he's using the ma'achelas, he's using the knife, and he's actually shechting an animal. Tachas b'no. But if I yell ola, it's talking about the ram. Maybe that's why he quotes the pasuk at the end of the parsha, which is about the animal itself, and not at the beginning which is exactly about Yitzchak Avinu. Okay, that is the That's the discussion. Oh, there's one Ahara I wanted to mention. I mentioned this in various contexts. I just mentioned this at a Simcha a couple weeks ago, and that is this pasuk. It says Moshe takes half the blood and puts it in the Aganos. Rashi there quotes, who split the blood? In Perek Chaf Dalet, in Shmos, it doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu says he shechted karbanos, and then he took half the dam and sprinkled it on the Am, and half the dam sprinkled it on the people. So, who split the dam? So, Pashas, what do you mean who split the dam? Moshe split the dam. What's the big deal about splitting the blood of an animal? Half and half. So Rashi quotes, a malach came down and split the dam. So ask Rav Hudner, you needed a malach to split the dam? What could Moshe Rabbeinu split the dam? Chatzi Adam, Chatzi Adam, says Rav Hudner, what does this dam symbolize? Half on the Am, half on the Mizbeach. By Har Sinai, Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, the two brisos that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And lest anyone in history say, says Rav Hudner, at any point in history that one half of our avoda is more important than the other half of the avoda, a malach came and split it. Exactly, bidiyuk, so that it would be half and half, chatzi chatzi, Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And then he added the great line of the godless of Yisrael Meir HaKohen from Radin is not that he wrote the Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon, which is all about Mitzvos Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and not that he wrote the Mishneh Berurah and Bir Halacha, which is all about Mitzvos Ben Adam L'Makom. The godless of Yisrael Meir is that both Svarim and all those Svarim were penned by the same author. The Ben Adam L'Makom Svarim and Ben Adam L'Chaveiro Svarim, he dedicated his life to both of those areas. Okay. We continue now. So that's what's learned out from the word Ola, that you need a kli. Mincha, what's learned out from the word Mincha in the Pasuk? Ma Mincha, Einu Ne'achelos, El L'Zichrei Kehuna. Afkol, Einu Ne'achelos, El L'Zichrei Kehuna. Just like a Mincha is only eaten by male Kahanim, because it's Kachi Kachim, so too, all Karbanos, Kachi Kachim, are only eaten by male Kohanim. Mayhi, so what Karban is being included from Mincha? Ichadas va'asha bediksibu. Chadas and asham. Those kashi kashim. It already says it beferish by those psukim. By those karbanas. Kol zachar b'kohanim yochlenu. It already says it. So what else is there? V'yibishalmi tzibur. Shalmi tzibur is the other kashi kashim. The only shlamim that is kashi kashim. Mi ribuyi dekrasi. We already know that from a ribuy. Ba'kodesh hakadashim tochalenu. Kol zachar yochaloso. In the Kodesh Kadashim is in any male. Limit al Shalmi Tzibur, Shinin Achon, El Zichre Kehuna. So you already learned that from a Ribuy of the Pasuk in Bamidbar. That's the Pasuk that we had the discussion of the Ramban. Ramban on that Pasuk discusses whether you're allowed to eat Karbanis in the Kodesh Kadashim. Because the Pasuk says, Bakodesh HaKadashim Tochalenu. Does that just mean in holiness or in holy place? That's the Ramban's discussion on that Pasuk. But you see, you already learned it from a different pasuk, so you don't need this pasuk to teach me. So the Gemara answers Tanoihi, it's really Machlokas Tanoim, whether you learn it from our pasuk or that pasuk. Okay, so according to our Brisa, that darshins the word Mincha to tell me that it only can be eaten by Zichrei Kehuna, they would argue on that other Brisa that says you learn it from the pasuk of Bakodesh HaKadoshim. Good. Next, chatas. So this is why we quoted this all Braisa. What does the word chatas teach me? Machatas, miskadeshes bibalua, or mekadeshes bibalua, af kol mekadeshes bibalua. Just like chatas, so to everything is mekadesh with a blia. Right, Rashi says, even though you could have learned that out from Mincha also, but a Mincha is not as is a different type of substance, different type of texture that the mincha and the piece of meat have, so maybe you wouldn't have learned it comparing the two. Asham, what does the word asham teach me in the pasuk? Ma asham ein shvir v'shilya kadosh bo. Just like an asham, the fetus or the amniotic sac of a karban is not kadosh. Why? Because the asham is male, so there is none. So just like shvir and shilya are not kadosh, so af kol ein shvir v'shilya kadosh bo. That even my other karbanos, which are female, inside the fetus or the amniotic sac that is in the karban does not achieve kedusha. That is not part of the animal. This relates to the sugya of ubar yerach imo or lav yerach imo. But here this is going to the opinion that says it's not kadosh. Ksavar, what is the assumption? The Gemara just chimes in. What's the assumption of this brisa that has such a limud? Two things. Number one, vlados kachib bahavayasan heim kedoshim. A Vlad, a baby karban, only gets its kedusha b'hava yason, when it comes into existence, meaning when it's born. When it's born. There's a machlok, as Rashi quotes elsewhere, or he quotes it from other Gemaras, whether a carbon gets its, when a baby gets its status from when it's born or when it's for when it's created inside. So this Gemara is assuming that only when it's born, right? That's why Shri Vishalya are not Kadosh until they come out. And also, this Bryce is assuming that Donin Efshar Mishii Efshar. And you're allowed to learn a halacha from something that is possible for something that's impossible. I mean, you might say, by an Asham it's not Kadosh because it's impossible, it's a male. Unlike other Karbanos where they're females, maybe it would be possible. So we still have a limud. So this Tana holds, Donin Efshar Mishii Efshar. We do have that type of limud. So those are the two assumptions of this line. Learning it from Asham, number one, babies only become kadosh when they are born. And number two, Donin Efshar Mishii Efshar. Miluim. What do you learn from that last line? We're comparing all Karbanos to the Karbanos brought in the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, when they sanctify the Mishkan. So, Ma Miluim, Mosrosehen Bisrefa. Just like Miluim, any leftovers of Nosar would have to be burned. Ve'ein Ba'alechayim B'mosrehen. But if you have a live animal that was left over, you do not burn it. Why? Because by Miluim there were no leftover animals. Moshe Rabbeinu got the tzibur from Hashem and he told it to Aaron, an exact number of animals. There were no live animals given a leftover by Miluim. So it's similar to like the Asham type of case. So Av Kol, so too, the rule is always, Mosreya Besreifa. The rule is, whenever you have Nosar, you burn it. Ve'in Ba'alechayim B'mosreya. But live animals are not, don't have the status of Nosar. What do you have that type of case? So Rashi says, let's say a person separated, he had to bring a carbon, he wanted to make sure that nothing happened. So he separated two animals for his carbon chatas. And he says, both of these are la'achrayas. Meaning it'll be A, and just in case if it happens to A, it'll be B. So he's really mafresh two of them. And let's say you bring one of them. So the other one is somewhat Nosar-like, you might have said. Comes along the Torah, and with this pasuk, it tells you, no, doesn't have to be burned, it's not called Nosar. You might say the whole hektish was just al-tnai, and once this animal was given, so then the first animal is given, then this animal does not have any kedusha. That's what Rashi says in the fourth Y line, Shemhayu Bali Chayim B'mosrehen, Kigon Yachid Shehifresh Shnei Karbanos Lachrayas, like a Yachid that was Mafresh two Karbanos, Chovaso, Shem Yovar Echad is Kapar B'sheni, if you lose the first one, you'll get Kapar with the second one, Oh, a Mifresh Karban V'avad, or Stam, you just did one carbon and then you lost it and then you brought the other one, Vivish Akar Taktav, and the other one is standing here, so that's not Nosar B'Sreifa. That's not Nosar B'Sreifa. We already know that, by a Chatas, we already know that, because it's Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. By Chatas, that extra carbon, that Lachrayas, if you found the first one, has to be, right, Chatas Shedidak L'Raya has to be let go and starved. That's the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. And Asham, it becomes an Ola, but it's for sure not burned. That's the Halacha that we learned from this word of Miluim. If you look in the Briska Rav has another possibility what this Gemara is referring to, not specifically Rashi's pshat, that it's not the Bali Chaim or not Nisraf, in the taste of two Karbanos Lachrayas. He quotes his father, Reb Chaim. This is earlier on Daf Tezayin. V'yomer Agrach, the Chiddush hu beben Pekua shel behemas kadshim. The Chiddush is a ben Pekua, an animal that if you shecht the mother and you see, find a baby animal inside. So ben pakua, shel behemas kadshim. Hanechal zichay kehuda liyom alayla. Demichayim lo naase nosar. If it's a live ben pakua, then also it does not become nosar, and the psul of nosar is not chal on it. If you have a ben pakua. So ben pakua is a fascinating discussion. We'll have to get to it in Maseches Chulin, just to read you the halacha. Halacha in Yeridaya. Right? Forget kadshim, even in Chulin. The halacha is a whole siman on it in Yeridaya. In the beginning of Nefesh Shechita, where the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Yud Gimel, the title of the Simin is Balei Chayim She'enam Tzrichim Shechita. Balei Chayim, animals that don't require Shechita. So which animals don't require Shechita? So says the Shulchan Aruch. Behema Chayim Va'ov Tunin Shechita. They need Shechita. Dogim V'chagavim Ain Tunin Shechita. Next time you want to eat a grasshopper, kosher grasshopper, we discussed that months ago. The video of Chaim Kanievsky when they showed him all the grasshoppers, remember that? And the kosher, they're not kosher grasshoppers. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Chagavim, and fish, they don't need shchita. Right? The Gemara says, Asifasan zuhi shchitasan, by fish. It's gathering, is it shchita? So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Hagah umut alach lamesim. That is the halacha aval aso lachlut chayim shabbat ha-shaksu. Can't eat them while they're still alive. You have to kill them first. Anyway, that's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. What other animals don't require shechita? Hashoket has a behema v'nipzeis kshera. If you sheft an animal, then it's a kosher animal. Umatzaba ubar ben ches ben chai ben meis, and you find inside of it a fetus. Oh, ben tesveis, either a dead fetus that's a ninth monther or a live fetus, but even an eighth monther because they thought that wouldn't live. Mutter ba'achila, the eino ta'un shechita. You're allowed to just take a bite out of that animal. Right, if it's a 9 month old fetus, and what if it's dead? If it's alive, mita oraisa, you can take a bite out of it. Midrabanan, it requires shechita. The matzah ba betes chai im hifris al gabi karka, if it moves, ta'un shechita, requires shechita. Why? The shach of the taz both say midrabanan. This is the halacha of ben pakua. Ben pakua means if I shech the mother animal, the shechita of the mother works for the fetus inside. Mida oraisa, therefore the inside one does not need shechita. Mida rabbanan, people are going to see this animal walking around, you can take a bite out of it, they're going to say, what's going on here? Or you're going to kill it and eat it. So that's why maris ayin. Says the Taz, Mishem maris ayin, da'asi lechlufe bebehema kamura, kiva shagamze hifres agabi karka. Right? Yesh la'ayin madino bidi evan, im lo nishchat, im echvirbo kol kach mishem gzera. What about the evan? It says a gzera that has teeth hidden bidi evan. But that is that's Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Abel shar trefa, say no oser oso, but you're allowed to. There's no Isra of Oso Bez Beno, because it was never born. Right, interesting halachas of Ben Pakua. We'll talk about it, I think, in the fourth parak of Chulim, which we'll have to, we'll get into. But that's what the Briska Rav quotes the Reb Chaim, his father, as saying that's what's being included here, in most Rosh Bali Chaim or not, don't have the status of Sreifa. Vaiter, Shlomim. What does the word Shlomim teach me in the Pasuk? Ma Shlomim mefaglanum espaglan afkol mefaglanum espaglan. Just like Shlomim, which is the source for Pigel, could create Pigel. If it becomes pigle, so then everything brought with it is pigle, it's the sachim, so too all karbanis as well. In a brisa, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, we have similar halachas, but they learned that from different words. Mincha is what teaches me. Ma mincha miskadeshes bebalua, afkal miskadeshes bebalua. The word mincha teaches me that halacha, not the word chatas. V'yisrach lemitah mincha, v'yisrach lemitah chatas. The Gemara says you need both words to teach me that. Even though the word chatas already taught me something, Tosfos says, we can learn two things from chatas. Okay. V'yesh me'inan mincha, if you only had mincha teaching me that a mincha goes and creates kedusha by being absorbed in other karbanos, the aidi derechicha mivla, because it's somewhat soft, so that's why it's mavlia into other items. Avol chatas imalo, but maybe a hard piece of meat, you wouldn't say that by v'yesh me'inan chatas. Remember, what do you mean, rechicha? Right? Most carbonates mincha are made out of matzahs. They're not chalas, they're matzahs. Only two have chametz in it. So think of, one is rochech. Matzah is pretty hard. So think of the Sephardi matzahs, the pita type of matzahs that they use on Pesach. That's pretty soft. So that's maybe what it's talking about here. Maybe that's a raya, the matzah is supposed to be soft. Because it says rochech. Aval chatas emalo, v'yeshmina chatas, and if you only had chatas, mishum de karir. Because chatas, Rashi says karir. It's nichnas betocho, it penetrates in, right? The fats of the meat go all the way in. Aval mincha imalah, but if you have like a soft type of pita, it wouldn't go in, sricha. That's why you need two psukim to teach me the halacha of if any carbon touches another one, it oblia goes in. Chadas, what does the word chadas teach me according to the second brisa? Ma chadas in a bayal, I'm in a chulin, just like chadas can only come from chulin, meaning you can't use meiser sheni money to buy a chatas. Ubayom, and the avodas of chatas have to be done by day. Ubiyado hayamanis, and they have to be done with the coin's right hand. Avkol ein ba elamen achulin ubayom ubiyado hayamanis. Fine. So Gemara says the chatas minalan. How do you know all these things apply to chatas? Amar of chizda, amar korakas. The pasuk says, "Take of Aaron is parah chatas asher lo mishel lo velo mishel tzibur." Aaron a coin has to bring a chatas of his. Talking about by the Yom Kippur, of his and not belonging to the Tzibur, v'lo mishal meiser, and not belonging to meiser sheni. Period. Says the Gemara, bayom. What, you know all the karbanas from the word bayom? Comparing it to chadas? Mi bayom tzavoso nafka. You know from bayom tzavoso. You have a different puzzle to teach me that all avodas have to be bayom. Kadei nasva. Okay, you're right. That's just thrown in there, derech agav. Doesn't really mean that the chadas is the makar. B'yado ha'yamanis, you also know that from another pasuk. Kidderab mi derab barachana nafka. Damar barachana amrei shlakish. Kamakom, we had this earlier. Kamakom shenemar etzpa v'kahuna. Whenever it says the word finger and kohen, etzpa v'kahuna, eno el yamin. Yo, no means the right hand. So you also know that? You don't need chadas to teach you that. Okay, kidei nasva. It's also derech agav. So we just knocked out two out of the three halachas. Chadas doesn't teach me right hand or yom. It only teaches me ba'a min hachulin. That's the elamaskana. Ibaiseima or Savalok Reb Shimon. Or to answer the second question, maybe this price is assuming like Reb Shimon's opinion. Da Amar, who we had earlier, who said etzpa lo ba'i kahuna. If the pasuk says etzpa, so then that's enough to teach me yad yamin. You don't need the word kohen. But kahuna ba'i etzpa. But kahuna, if it just has the word kohen, you don't know, so you need the word etzpa. So some karbanas don't have the word etzpa. That's why you need this pasuk by chatos to teach me that it has to be with the right hand. Okay, Asha. What does the word Asha teach me according to the second brisa? Ma Asha matzmosa mutarin af kol atzmosa mutar. Just like Asha, its bones are not subject to nosar. Rashi says, what does that mean? Two halachas, second to last Rashi on the Amud. Ma Asha matzmosa mutarin laasos mehen kalim, to make kalim. You're allowed to use the bones of Asha to make utensils out of. Why? Ani shamati shahari ne'echa lakoanim v'nosar ba'atzamos lo shayach ela b'davar ha'ne'echal. Nosar is only by, that has to be burned, is only by a shayach by a davar ha'ne'echal. Bones are not ne'echal, and therefore they're not subject to nosar. There's no mitzvah to burn them. Okay, period. End of the section. So now getting back to the general topic of our parak. Amar Rav. Pshitoli dam chatas lamata v'dam ola lamala. If sprinkled on a beged, first is dam of chatas, and then is dam of ola on top of it, ta'an kibus. That for sure requires kibus, because the dam chatas went in the normal way. So what, the dam ola is above it. Dam chatas went in, the chiv did not disappear. Boy, Rava, what about the other way? Dam ola, lamata v'dam chatas lamala. If dam ola is sprinkled on a beged, and right in that exact spot, dam chatas went on. Meaning, that dam chatas is not absorbed, because there's already other blood absorbed in the beged. We're assuming there's no more room for the dam chatas. So it's touching the beged, but it's not absorbed in the beged. We alluded a few days ago to this, the Gemara was going to ask this question. So ma, what's the halacha? Mishum nogeyahu, the hanogeya, is the special halachas of dam chatas, because the dam chatas touches the beged and here it's touching. Odilim, mishum baluahu v'halobala. Or is it because dafka bli absorption and here it's not absorbed? So hader pashta, after Rava asked the question, he answered it, the ein tu'unin kibus. It does not require kibus. That is the halacha, that it has to be absorbed and not touched. If you remember though, a few days ago we quoted the very important ha'ara of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish quoted, by his nephew, the Stipler, his brother-in-law, the Stipler, in Simon Lamed Ches. I was thinking about Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So Simin Lamed Ches, the Stipler quotes Umar Nachazon Ish Asbara. He says, don't think that it has to be fully absorbed. Even if Dam Chatas goes onto a beged and doesn't get absorbed, it's still going to be Mimchayev, the special kibus. Here it's because it's not absorbable. Because you have the Dabola that went first. That's the problem. That's why the Gemara says this. Azrola, the kolshen of all beged shelo balua bo dam acher chashiv nigiyaso bliyaso b'masachas. Because after all, the second that blood touches a beged that it can get absorbed into, the absorption starts that first second. What, it takes a while? It takes a while to get fully absorbed. But the first second, you try to get that off, it's already a stain. It's already absorbed. The b'shas negiya mislach lecha beged v'zeo bliyaso rakecha shekvar balua bodam. That's the Gemara's only question. V'yakar rava bodam chatos sta hasam ein dam chatos poel klum ba beged v'avali rak negiya. So that's an important hara just to remember that we had quoted earlier. Okay, that is the suffix. So Amar Rava pshitali. So Rava says pshitali dama bigda chotzeitz. What about if somebody has dam on a regular beged? Somebody has dam on a beged and he wants to wash the beged to be tovala because it was tame. So that dam is chotzeitz. The person doesn't like to have dam on his beged, so therefore it would be chotzeitz. V'im tabachu, but if he's a butcher, ain't no chotzeitz because butchers aren't makpid. Remember the halachas, right? The Rambam quotes this. This is ABCs of Hilchas Chatzitza. Remember Hilchas Chatzitza, the three different levels. For a chatzitza d'oraisa, one requires two ingredients. It has to be rubo umakpid. It has to be covering most of the item or most of the body. And the person has to be makpid on it. That, I don't really always like this here. That's for a chatzitza d'oraisa. For a chatzitza d'oraisa, if you're missing either or, so then it's only in the world of d'rabanan. Right? Most halachas of chatzitza that women have after the mikveh, and they call the rav, most of the time, kimat, always, I've never gotten a daraisa shayla because it's never been covering the robe of the woman's body. I never got a shayla. The woman was in a wetsuit and she went to the mikvah. Right? Doesn't usually come up that her body is fully covered in mud. Right? But so most of the time it's darabanans. So the darabanans are either or. Ruba or makbid. So the shaylas are always, is this in the world of darabanans? Is this ruba or makbid, that category? Or is this in the third category, which is the minhag category? The minhag is for us not to have chatzitzas, even miyacheino makbid. That's what we try to rid ourselves of, even miyacheino makbid, but that's mitam minhag. That's the third level down, that's what we try to do. But if it's rubo or makbid, if somebody's makbid on it, so that's a din d'rabbanan. So that's what the... that's the important three distinctions. Look at the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos quotes these three levels in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. That's what the levels are. Anyway, so the Gemara says that if somebody has dam on a beged, that's a problem. But if it's a butcher, he always has blood all over the place. So he's not makbid on these things. Seino chotzeis. Revava bigda chotzeis. If somebody has a stain of like grease or oil on a beged, chotzeis, that's chatzitza. V'yemoche revavu. But if he's a seller of revav, he's a seller, he sells oil, he sells grease, eino chotzeis. So again, that's not chotzeis. Boy Rava, da viravava bigdo mahu. What if you have both? You have blood and grease on your beged. So, im tabachu, one second, if it's a butcher, typically mishum revav. Im mocha revavu, typically mishum dam. Well, what do you mean? Either one, it's gonna be a problem. It's gonna be a problem, because if it's a butcher, he's makbid on the grease. If it's a grease salesman, he's makbid on the blood. So what's the shayla? So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha david havaha. What if he's a butcher, grease salesman? He does both. So, what's the shayla? Achada lo kapit, atarti kapit, otilma atarti nami lo kapit. The shayla is, fine, each of these guys aren't makbid on either of them, but what if he has both of them? Then he's really disgusting. He has blood and grease on him. Right? So, that's pretty bad. So, teku. So, that question is not answered. How far does it go? Sorry?
It's not subjective.
So is the Gemara asking, is this whole halakha subjective? Or you could say, even within subjective, we don't know what a person, could you just pile it on in this case? Because there, it's really ma'us, so what would the halacha be? The Rambam quotes this halacha, and he ends up saying, it's a suffik. Period. He doesn't say anything more than that. He says a suffik. So the Chok Nasan here asks, what is a suffik? Why does he just pass on the chumra? Suffik the rice of the chumra. So what did he say? And you should have to do it again. So says the Chok Nasan, because we don't know what tumas we're talking about. There's tumas d'rabbanan and tumas d'araisa. So by Tumas Darabanan, we say Tzavik Darabanan Lakula. If it was Tumas Daraisa, Tzavik Daraisa Lachuma, that's what the Rambam just says, Safek. He leaves it open for us to figure out. Very interesting halacha l'maisa, important discussion, the Shvus Yaakov. It's based on the Ramah. The Ramah Yeradeh discusses, what about if somebody, a butcher, or let's say a woman who's Osek, who's an artist, who has paint on her body. So you might say, that type of person is like the butcher in the blood in this case. Is that a chatzitza? The Ramah Paskas, no, it's not a chatzitza. Because that's what she always does. She's not makbid on that. The Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva and says, I disagree. This whole discussion is only on begadim, not on basar. That's what the Shvus Yaakov says. On basar, on their bodies, people are more makbid than on their clothes. And therefore, he says, I argue with the Ramon Yaradeya. The Ramon Yaradeya's paskins lakula. There's no difference. He says, I think the Ramon made a mistake. And I think, he says, there are other cases. He says, there's an earlier, I forgot, we don't have time to look for it now. He says, there's a halachas ketanos. He said, that talks about a moel. A moel who has blood on his hands. For netilas yadayim. Right, the tzaddik. He says, also, don't worry about it, because he's not makbid. Says the Shvus Yaakov, no. All the Gemaras are. He says, you know what the raya is? I'll bring you a raya. Gemara in Zvachim da Flamin Hay. Can't forget that Gemara. Erev Pesach. What happened? The Kohanim shut the hole, the drainage system, so the blood could be up to their knees. Ask the Gemara, isn't that a chatzitza? If they're standing in blood. The Gemara says it's lach, it's not yavish. So it's not a problem. What do you mean? Even if it's yavish, asked the Shvus Yaakov, it shouldn't be a problem. They're used to blood. So he says, oh, it must be. There's a difference between on the body and on begadim. On the body, there are chatzitza issues. Even if you're used to things, people are more makbid about it. That's what has to be lach. It can't be yavish. That's the Shvus Yaakov. He quotes other rayas, but that is the Shvus Yaakov here in Siman Samach Tes. He argues with that Ramah. He says this whole discussion is only on begadim. And the Magad Avraham, he says, it goes, all the achronim were misled. He says, really, there's a chilah between begadim and basar, and this Gemara is only about begadim. But the Ramah is Mekel. Ramah is Mekel in our case.
Can you go back for one second?
Yeah, yeah.
This whole question whether you learn from Asham that you can make a keli out of the bones.
You're allowed to make a kli out of the bones,
right,
by Asham.
Because
And therefore, there's no chiyuv of no chiyuv sreifa on the bones, and there's no me'ila on the bones.
Right, the bones aren't presumably.
The naroi la'achila.
What about when we talked about breaking the
bones? Osish bruvos. So there's a shaila in the Rishonim. Breaking the bones, is that only if there's moach inside or not?
Right.
So it might be only if there's moach. That's the case that we're talking about there. Because the Atidok HaLosa say you want to get to the moach inside.
Are we limiting the bones that you can basically...
So there's no mitzvah of achilas kachim on bones. Unless it has moach inside. After you get the moach out, the bones you can throw out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to... Yeah, I don't think there's any kedusha in there. But you learn that to all the karbanos. But there's an issur of breaking the bones while you're eating the meat on or in the bones. That's the discussion. Right? There's meat or edible items into what's it called? The maw? Right? The marrow. The maw is the part of the animal. The marrow inside, so that's what's subject to the achila, but not the bones itself. Okay. So how do you know Lotam Chata? So we continue. Let's do the Mishnah. Perek Tvul Yom. Third to last perek in Masechas Zvach. Tful Yom, Umachusar Kippurim. So what's a Tful Yom? A Tful Yom is somebody who's Tamei, who went to the mikvah, and now is just waiting until sunset to be able to become Tahar. So a Tful Yom is a fascinating discussion. Is he Tahar fully yet? What does he have to wait for sunset for? Is he Tahar but, or is he not even Tahar yet, fully? So a Tful Yom, or Machusar Kippurim, that's even a step further. He went to the mikvah yesterday. Now it's the morning of day 8, let's say, and he has to bring a karbon, but he just didn't bring his karbon yet. And midarabbanan, he has to go to the mikvah after he brings the karbon. But these types of people, Einan, Cholkin, Bekashim, Lechol, Le'eret, if any of these are kahanim, so then they don't split up meat that day, if it's their mishmar, even if it's their family that's supposed to get part of the karbanas today, they don't split it up, even though they would be able to eat it tonight. They'd be able to eat it tonight, right? You can eat the karban until chatzos, or until the morning, if it's a shlomim. If at the time of the avodas hakarban, they were not ro'i to eat the karban, then they are mufka from eating that karban. That's Tful Yom and Mechusik Yipurim, Einan, Cholken, Bekachim, Lechol, Erev. They don't get a piece. And so the Biur Adaf, one of the Achronim say, even though these people aren't allowed to go into the Azara anyway, so where are they gonna, and you have to eat these in the, you have to split this up in the Azara, but maybe somebody could have gotten their piece for them. Still, that would have been the Havamina, but still they're not allowed to. Onain, what about an Onain? Onain also is asa to eat Kachim. No Daraisa. No Geaveno Makrev. They could touch. They don't create Tuma, like the first ones might. They're Leveno Makrev, but they're not Makrev, right? Unless you're a Kohen Gadol, they're not, Onain is not Makrev. And they're Machal the Avoda, if they are Makrev. There is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, whether an Onain Kohen Hedyot gets Malkus. That's a machlokas. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Ches of Ilchas Bias Migdash, there's no Malkus because there's no Pasuk Mefurish about Onain. No Pasuk Mefurish. Tosfos in Malkus says the Thayer should do get Malkus, and the Sfasemis wonders, you know, where Tosfos gets that from. There's no Pasuk that tells me that an Onain can't do the Avoda. So that is why machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam, whether an Onain gets Malkus. Ve'eno cholik lechol erev, and an Onain also, because he cannot eat the karbanis now, he does not get a portion to eat even that night. He doesn't take part. Balimum. And what about a Balmum? A Balmum can't do the Avoda. Bein Balimum in over, and Bein Balimum in kavu, and cholkin v'ochlin. But that's a different type of soul. A Balmum can, doesn't matter if it's a permanent or a fleeting, a temporary mum, they get a chelek in the karbanis. Avolo makrivin, but they can't be makriv. That's an issur daraisa for a Balmum to be makriv. Period. Kol she'ena roi la'avoda in a cholik b'basar. Anybody who can't do the avoda doesn't get a chelek in the basar. So doesn't that contradict the previous line about Balmum? The Gemara will talk about it. Because she'ein lo b'basar, ein lo b'oras. And if you don't get a piece, if you don't get a portion of the meat, you're not going to get a portion of the skins of the animals, which also go to the Kohanim. Afilu tami b'shas rikas tadamim, v'tar b'shas hektar chalavim. And the Gemara again emphasizes, even if a person is only tame when the dam is nisrak, but he's going to be tar that night when the chalavim are burned, eino cholik b'basar. You don't get a portion. Shenemar hamakriv es dam hashlamim v'schelim bnei Aaron lo tiyeh shok hayamin lamana. The makriv during the avoda, that's who's going to get. They have to be roy for that tiyeh shok hayamin to be able to get a portion. One final point, and then we'll stop. There's a machlokes achronim here between the birchas hazevach and the panim meiros. Right here in the Yesifas Kenim, Chavetz Chaim's Kachem Sefer. He says, why doesn't a mechusir kippurim? Why can't they get it? Why can't a Mechusar Kippurim, who didn't bring his karban yet, they're tar. They went to the mikvah yesterday, they had Harav Shemesh, and therefore they're waiting for their karban to be brought.
So ask the, I don't understand that. Understand why? Because they have to go to the mikvah midrabanan. That's what Tosa says in the first line. They have to go to the mikvah midrabanan after they bring their karban. So says the panim iros, it's got to be that they didn't bring their karban yet. It's got to be before that, because so at least they're lacking something on a daraisa level. So that's why you could say, oh, they're lacking something. So even if they're tar, but because you're lacking something on a daraisa level, the karban, so you're excluded. But the birchas hazelach there says no. Even if you brought the karban already, but you didn't go to the mikvah yet. But the mikvah is derabanan. Ah, midrabanan, you can't eat karbanas yet. This relates to what we discussed back in Makkos and many times elsewhere. If the rabbanan tell me lamaisa that you're pasul, does that make you in the category of eino ro'i, so you're not going to get a portion of the karban? The rabbanan is affecting daraisas. Machlokas right here between the berachas hazevach and the panimiyos. The panimiyos cannot accept that fact. He says, what are you talking about? It must be you didn't bring your karban yet. Said the berachas hazevach, afilu acha shevi kabarasa mairi, deboi o tvila, after lo boi haref shemesh. That's what he says. Lomaisa, you're not Roy. That's a big chiddush of the Berachas HaZevach, but the Panim Meiros argues with it. Okay, right here on our daf, we'll stop here. Me'el Hashem, we will continue with Perek Tefil Yom in the coming days, talking about all these different types of shulim. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir, hopefully, is up, should be up, and we will continue.